Welcome to Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My guest right now is Dr. Amit Kamat. He's an otolaryngologist, if I'm saying that correctly.
You got it.
And he also specializes in rhinology and skull base surgery. One of the three new ENT doctors who have joined White Plains Hospital this month. Very exciting and wonderful to meet you.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Happy
Thank
to be
you
here.
So much. So, doctor, what exactly is a rhinologist or sinus specialist, and why would someone need to go see you?
So, good question. So, a rhinologist is someone who specializes in sinus surgery. Typically, something that I handle is sinus surgery and also skull-based surgery. So, that's those two specialties together kind of combine what's called a rhinologist. So, essentially what I do, if a better way to describe it, I guess I handle everything that involves the nose. So, it go from anywhere from just nasal congestion to snoring. And I also, you know, in it, when things kind of don't go well in terms of just standard medical therapy, what your regular doctor would give you, that's when you see someone like me who's able to kind of take it to the next step. And the next step doesn't always mean surgery, but it also kind of goes to more specialized medical therapy, where I can kind of look at you and try to figure out what exactly is causing your problem, and as opposed to just kind of treating every patient the same. And then the skull-based part of it is more about trying to get to parts of the bottom of the brain, or to areas such as the pituitary gland or the very base of the skull, without having to make any big incisions. So you can do all those kind of things to the nose and use the nose for what it's good for, which is as a corridor to the rest of the body.
That's really incredible. Wow. If you could tell us the difference between recurrent sinus infections, which we hear a lot about, chronic sinus infections, and then just what would be considered a sniffle or just a common cold. How do I know that I should come see you as opposed to just trying to treat it at home?
Sure. Yeah. Great question. So when you typically have a cold, and you know, we base things a lot off chronology, so how much time has elapsed since, you know, so your symptoms have started. So typically if it's less than a week and, you know, it's getting better, the curve is that, you know, you're towards the end of the week and things are starting to look good. So, you know, that's something you might be able to handle at home or see your primary doctor for. When you get to chronic sinusitis, that's when this kind of those sinus symptoms where you have congestion, facial pain and pressure, headaches, you know, postnasal drip or mucus coming out of the front of the nose, and your smell and taste are not so good, and that stuff is lasting longer than a week, is that's usually when you get to see your primary doctor, and your primary doctor might put you on antibiotics and things like that. So a chronic sinus infection is really just when that kind of symptoms has lasted over about 3 months. And when you get to the point where it's lasted 3 months, you've usually have tried a few things and it hasn't gotten better, and that's usually when you see someone like me. Now, recurrent sinus infection is a little bit different. That's when you have an infection, you take antibiotics, you actually feel better. You feel a lot better and you almost feel back to normal, but then in a couple of weeks or, you know, a week or two, then things start to get worse again. And you notice that you really become reliant on medical therapy, which is antibiotics, sometimes steroids. And unfortunately, all these things have side effects. So, you know, when you get to the point where you're taking so many courses, you really want to do something different and stop trying to affect your whole body when you're really just trying to make your nose feel better.
And this is when surgery comes into play?
Not always, no. I mean, surgery is actually kind of our last resort in a lot of instances. So really what we try to do is when you get to see me, you usually have been on some antibiotics, or even if you haven't, we usually try to figure out what is the driving force, what is causing you to feel this way. So we kind of have to look back in time, see what could have caused things to change in your body that's causing this problem. Some people have this their whole life, and so that's kind of going back to, is it kind of an immune problem? Is it something going on with how your body's fighting infection? Is it an inflammatory problem? Is it a way that your body, you know, usually when you get to the chronic side, usually it's more of an inflammatory issue. So you're trying to figure out, okay, is that the driving force? Do we have to kind of go more towards the anti-inflammatories? And then the other kind of people that you see, you know, from time to time, you kind of see people that have a difficult time clearing mucus. And there's, you know, there's so many different reasons why that can happen. And if that's the driving force, you kind of focus on that. So it's, you get back to, before you even talk about surgery, we try to kind of do what we call maximal medical therapy, where we really try to throw the kitchen sink at you in some ways. Nothing that's going to affect you like the rest of your body, but really stuff that's really focused to you as a patient, as opposed to just treating every patient, you know, the same.
Very good. So if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit what surgery is like, the process for people that end up do having to have it. Is it a long recovery? And sometimes you hear terrible stories about sinus surgery. Some people get repeat surgeries over and over and still suffer. So let's focus on that a little
bit. Sure. Yeah. Once you've kind of exhausted all the other possibilities, and surgery seems like the right call, meaning the purpose, so going back, so the first thought is, you know, why are we doing surgery? So the first thing is that you're doing surgery really because you're trying to gain access to the sinuses. A long time ago, it used to be thought of as, hey, we're doing drainage or we're kind of fixing plumbing, which is really not what we're doing. We're trying just to open up your nose so that instead of having to give you a lot of antibiotics and pills by mouth, we could actually kind of directly deliver that medication in washes to your sinuses themselves. And so once you've had surgery, I can look into every single sinus. So I can see into all these areas where I wouldn't be able to see before. The analogy is that you have a long hallway and all the doors are shut, and that's how you are before surgery. And after surgery, I get to open up all the doors. So if you're trying to get things in the doors, in the rooms, you're able to do that. And so once you get the nose open, so surgery is done. Surgery is done today very differently than it was done in the past. The good thing about surgery is, like, what I usually tell my patients is that you really get no sympathy from your friends and family because it looks absolutely that you haven't had nothing done. There's no bruises on the outside. There's no cuts on the outside. So everything is done with these little cameras that are done inside with small micro instruments that's going right inside your nose. So there's no cuts on the outside. You feel like something was done, of course, but it's not, there's no external appearance. And the other thing is that, you know, a lot of the horror stories that we hear about sinus surgery are a lot about the packing. So nowadays we actually don't use packing. We use very small sponges that sit way up high. So that doesn't block your breathing. So most of my patients are breathing really well, even the week after surgery. Sometimes, you know, they'll have special things on their nose that are, you know, holding, you know, space or doing things like that. So you're not going to breathe perfect. You're not going to feel the complete benefit until I see you in about a week. But again, it's only a week. And when you get through that first week, then you feel so much better afterwards. And then, you know, in terms of, how long it takes, usually surgery kind of varies per patient. So surgeries can range from anywhere from 1 to 3 hours. A lot of people have had a lot of previous sinus surgeries, and that's just because the technology and the training was very different when they've had it. Nowadays, if you do a very thorough job the first time around, it really prevents you from ever having to need anything again. The other really cool thing that's changing for us is that we're doing a lot more in the office. So if you've had good surgery, we don't have to necessarily bring you back for a lot of things. We can do a lot of things in the office, very small procedures where you can numb you up and kind of take care of any small scarring or any small issues. And that's really what I do a lot after surgery, is trying to get you to not have to go back again. That's really my goal when I operate on you.
That's all good news, doctor. Well, with the cold and flu season, it's on its way. What is your best advice to our listeners? How to stave it off?
Sure. I mean, with cold and flu season, I mean, I think the most important thing to do is obviously, you know, observe, you know, your personal hygiene, you know, wash your hands, you know, observe who you're around, making sure that, you know, you just take precaution whenever you can. Try not to be around, you know, in environments that can get you sick. That's easier said than done for most people. So the key is that as soon as you start to feel symptoms, you try to treat it. And, you know, one of the really things that I kind of try to kind of push on my patients is washing their nose, doing some sinus irrigation. So you start to feel symptoms. One of the easier things you can do is just kind of pick up an irrigation bottle from a pharmacy and use some distilled water and kind of clean out the nose. It's not the most pleasant thing in the world to do, especially if you haven't done it before, but it tends to work and it tends to prevent sinus infections just by getting rid of all these things that you can breathe in on a daily basis. So if you're someone who's, you can't avoid being around people who are sick, you know, you're my profession, or if you're a teacher or someone working around a lot of people, you know, it's something that nice that you can do that's a prevention. But I think the most important thing to do is wash your hands and just protect yourself.
Very good. Well, I know White Plains Hospital is really thrilled to have you on board here, Dr. Amit Kamat. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.